Oh, you hear me? Terrific. Let's begin. So today's topic begins with the question of Hochiach Sofo Al Techiloso. That's where we left off on Thursday. So the Gemara Masechta Chulin, it's on the Mar Makomos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Gemara is as follows. The following case, Shachat, and afterwards Chishiv, Aleil Avodah Zarah. Kumat Rabbanan, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because he had Avodah Zarah. Well, that only came later. We assume that the original Shechita was kosher. Rashi explains, Lo Arminon, Hochiach sofo al tchiloso. Kol de Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It's usher. It's usher. How do we paskin l'alocha? The Rambam paskins in these cases. Remember the original case, the Baba Basra daf kuflam and ches, which was found here as well. Hakos and nechos of lachem v'hoyo ben avodim. Said Iev Shibahem. Mashbach says Iev Shibah for Zochel Ben Yorshim. So the question of I feel omed b'tzaveach. B'tzaveach may kara kulam lo pligi the lo kona. Shoskim so sebech on pligi the kona. Ki pligi shazika lo ayade acha. Vishosak will be so tzavach. Tana kama sova with the shosik kaninu. By the kotzavach meheda kohadabe. Rashbak sova, hochiach sofa al tchiloso. But lo tzavach meikora, sova kilo osi liyode, amai le tzavach. I don't have it yet. What's the shayla? What the psak is? The Rambam Paskin is tchil matona perk, vidal locha gimel, and nechaz chumas perk, tes halocha vav, and nechaz shchita perk, bez halocha tezayim. All these cases, the Rambam Paskin, it's a suffix. It's a suffix, what do we say? Like the Rashbag, or like the Chachamim. It's all found again, in this beautiful Sefer, Hagir Halacha U'Maisa, on page 333, that's because of the whole discussion of this particular machloikis. Fine, tell us a machloikis, everyone passes it's a suffix. However, not all cases are created equal. Guy says, kiss will get. It's quoted over here, in Chulun, Daf Lamed Testament base. That's where it's found among other places. Guy says, kiss will get. Right? Didn't say it's new. He didn't say it's new. So a stammer yid says, kiss will get, doesn't say it's new. Very nice, he wants to get to be written, but he doesn't want to get necessarily to be delivered. But it says as follows. Again, I'm quoting from Chul Namates. Habari Yeshama kiss will get the ishti. What's all the sachikba? That's a joke. But get the get. What does that mean? Baruch explains that if he jumped off the roof, he committed suicide. Mabadatsaladas means he was very bohol. And when he said kisu, he meant to say kisu itnu, as opposed to a bari. That's what we paskin la'alocha in the chuzgerishin. That's what we paskin. Now, this is a bedil mashani hasam. These are the words of Rashi. Kama bereisha kisu v'ika k'tas ochocha betchila u'nefiloso giluye milsa bi'almahu v'hai di'oma bereisha kisu amanas litein koma. There was an indication at the beginning. When there's an indication at the beginning, we pass on the halacha, hochiach sofo al tchiloso. When there's no indication at the beginning, it remains a suffix. This is very, very, very important. Very important. So that's what the Rashi explains again in some above. That's the Mishnah over there by Mesukun. His matzah proves that the behilus b'shaita, you follow the umdana. Yeah. So you have in the Mishnah, Samach Rav and Gid, the combination. he said kiss when he fell off the roof, he jumped off the roof. You see, they prove one and prove the other. Then we do paskin. So there are some cases we actually do paskin this way, all based on the sugya in Chulin, the sugya in Basra and Gittin. But there's one more sugya which has to be analyzed, and that's in Masechta Nedarim. It's all in the Maror Makomos. Has anyone finished the Maror Makomos yet, by the way? Anybody? Not yet. Okay. The sugya Masechta Nedarim of Memches. Memches Samad Aleph. What does it say? A muder hana. Someone takes a ned that no one should have any hana for me. So what happens? Maisa bi'echad the base choron. Shehav in muder hana hemenu. Masias b'no. He's marrying off his son, and his father is not allowed to have any hana from him. Oy vey. So what's the story over here? So the Gemara says as follows. Omer chaveru, chotzer is sudan and sudan in chanufanecha. It's yours. He tells Reuven, all the food is yours. And the father can then, of course, eat from the food. It's not the mechutin's food. It's his friend's food. What did he do, bandit? What did he do? This is as follows. He says, "El kadesh yavo abba v'yochal menu imanu besuda." Oma im shalihem, Reuben the wise guy, and mukdashim l'shamayim. I'll fix your wagons. I'll make it hektish. He never meant that. He just meant it should get out of his hands so his father should be able to eat by the wedding. Meanwhile, the guy says it's hektish. So, what does that mean? The Gemara's expression over here is as follows. The Gemara says, "Imochiach sofo atchiloso asur." What does that mean? It's only a fake. It's an isa neder. It's a fake. But if he didn't say it beferish, the inyan's mochiach that he gave it to because his father's be able to eat, doesn't make a difference. The return is a matana, and there's no isur neder. So says the Ran, Popasim the Rambam. Okay, so sometimes we do say Ochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso. On that basis, let's get back to Geirus. This is a whole long digression. Rabbo says we hear from Shas, Chulin and Gittin, Baba Basra and the Dorm. Yeah, but we're learning Hilchos Geirus. What to do with anything? As follows. Our situation. A person says he's mekabel mitzvahs. He's not frum. He never was frum. He'll never be frum, right? So if that's the case, the inyan is mochiach. He's not mekabel b'yemes. Only to marry the person he wants to marry, who's not frum, and he keeps nothing. Mochiach sof wal tchiloso, and therefore he's not a ger. So he wants a paskin over here in this beautiful book, 336 and 337. All indications, as we saw before, we do say Ochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso. As a matter of fact, the Rambam talks about it as well. And then we have to spend time on this famous Rambam, Rabosai. We've been here before. If you have a Rambam, open up the Rambam, please. Perek Yud Gimel, Nechus Yisturi Bia, Halacha Tezayin. Writes the Rambam as follows. Kishagia Shlomo. Noshim unusan v'chein shimshon gear v'nosa v'adava yadua shlo chazu elu ela b'shul davar v'lo al pi bezden giru chashav an akosuv kilu en goyos uvisur an omdin v'od listen carefully shochiach sofon al tchiloson sheine ovdos avod azare shalehen ubon lem bamos v'hela v'akosuv kilu hubanon shene ma'oz yivne shlom abama. Whoa. So we do paskin Ochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso. But the question becomes, then how do they stay married? What's going on? How did they stay married? They stayed married. They didn't divorce their wives. Says the Rambam, Halacha Yudzayin, Gersh lo botku achav al shlo hidiyu ha-mitzvah so-onch and mo v'tov of ne-shlosh ha-diotus. I raise a ger. I feel no da she-mishul dover hu mizgayer. Hol u mo v'tov yotsu v'chal ha-goyim v'chol shno ha-chiz bor tzit koso. Keep that in mind. Va'afilu chotav av ha-mo d'zora ha-reyu ki yisroel mishuma she-kidush v'kidush in mitzvah l'achzer ha-vidoso v'yachah she-tov v'nasach yisroel. Ulefichach kimu shimshon ha-shlomo n'shoseyen v'af al-pi she-nigla So done. Whoa. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Rav Moshe talks about it in Igros Moshe. See what he says. Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Ches. See what he says? Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Ches. What's going on over here? How did they stay married to the wives? If Ochiach Sof on that lesson, a long tshuva to his grandson, other of Tavshin Lamites. So Moshe writes as follows: these are his words. Find it here. Long tshuva. Oh. This Rav Moshe is saying the following teretz. It's on the very beginning of page Shin Nun Gimel in Igros Moshe. V'tzarach loma. The Ovar Zman Godol Ashishchilu Lavol Akum. V'lochein Ein Zeh Ochocha Mamish Levatel Gerusan.
Shall kiblu amitzus alayim, and the amir bepia and the ramos balayim, resa bezin, the levatel ageres miinon, umdena berura, kanan sadi, shezeleka, biovar zman godol, ela inyan hasharos, okay, and kimu nishal seim, lo niftal geruson, lo nesraf shenasim mumros, what do you see? You see that if time passed, then we can't say clearly for sure that they didn't have in mind at the time that they converted. And therefore, Shlomo and Shimshon, they maintained their wives. How do you define Zman Rav? Not completely clear. It's not Numdin of Barura. It's like Dovet Tvarm Shebelev. And Rav Moshe goes on. And therefore, we understand very well the lashon of the Rambam when he says he kept them. Afal pi shenigla sodon. It was a secret. A sodon is a secret. What's the secret? What secret? The secret is a very well kept secret because they were quote from for all that period of time. Now it turns out a secret. They really were bluffing. But it's not 100% sure. Oh. And now we come to Rabbi Salal Jolti in his piece in Kabbalah's Gerim on page Mem Aleph. What's going on? He has the same question. Chashav and Akazu Kila Akam will be sure and owned him. So how can they stay it? Look what Rabbi Salal Jolti says. A fascinating answer. A fascinating answer. Of course, the Ritva and the Mukha Yosef,
if you convert for the purpose of marriage, why is it going to be the Yevet? Chazaka da agav unsayu gomo vikiblu. They had no choice. Oh, now, but the Yevet, the women who converted to marry Shimshon, and Shlomo is Geris, Gioris, Gemuris. Why? Kulam Geremeim. Chazaka the agav unsayu gomo vikiblu. But the chazulios of those akum, have we ever said the nizgaribul leiv shalim, and the chazul the suram, like some say about the kusim, okay, chazul the suram. So why a kusuf chashavan kilu hem akum of yisurin omdim? The Rambam is quote from the Rambam. Look what he says fantastically. Venira, this is the words of Bezal Jolti. Listen to the words. Venira, the klape shmaya hayagalia shanoshim shagiru shim shim shlomo. May olam lo kiblu aleim Torah mitzvus. Vim kain harehem kikusim leman dama geri arayasim. Shum lo nizgai rebeleim sholim. Vim may olam lo kiblu aleim. Ela shezeh ha yagaya klap eshmaya. Tanakh was written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ruach HaKadosh. So that's why he called him goyim. Avol shimshin eshlomo. Nogol ifi ha'alocha. On this world. The kulam geri meim. Shechazaki agav unsayu gomo vikiblu. That's why they kept their wives. Afal pisha niglas sodan. What's niglas sodan? Chazul esura. But b'shasa geiris is nizgayru. B'leiv shalim. That's what the Rambam is saying. Lo dochen osam, lo karven osam. Achetiro achvisa. We don't push them away. Chazaka agav unsayu gomo vikiblu. But chazaka zu, eno kibiru b'toraz vaday. Eli midin rov. Midin rov. Eli shem acha kach mizbara tzid kuso. Halacha yudzayin. Arminan. Hochiach sofat chlasa vuhu ger gomur. Aval lefnei shen izbar. Page men bay. Tzid kuso. Vohoya mekarvan oso. Shereyev shah shabem es eno ger klal. Shemiyol lo izgaya bolei vishomu. Vachazok adaka vunsay gama vikivlu. Hare eno biru betor zvadei. Eli midin rov. Lachen lo yom mekarven osam ad shizbarat zit kuso v'oz uvad ager tenofen yerushalmi kiddushin perik dalet halacha aleph hamizgar lo shem avo ish aliyish em mekarven osam rava ma halacha geremein v'ein dochin osam g'derech shadochin es agerem tchila avo mekarven osam tzrichim kiruv ponim shema giru l'shem. Maybe so we don't know. We're not sure. This is what Rabbi Sal Jolti says. This, Rabosai, is all assuming what we saw. The Rambam says that Shlomo actually married those women. The problem is it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says over here in the Sechti of Amos, that I involve Amud Beis, look what it says. I ain't involved in base. What is she? Mitzris, bada, 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 bada. Shlomo lo nosiv midi. No. Dovak shlomo li ava. What does it say? Because mitoch avi yisera she'ava. Ma'al of akosub ki'il nischatin ba. He never married her. So where did the Rambam get it from? That he married her. So if you look on the side of the Rambam, he says that, you know, they have what they call Mekoros Bitsiyunim. Where did he get it from? It's as follows. It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Rabosai, in Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, that he actually married her. And the Pnei Moshe said, why did he marry her? L'shem shamayim niskavim v'lo nischaten behen b'giyusa elegiron v'chnisan tachas kanfei ha'shchina
And as Yerushalmi is attended by Shimshon, and Sota Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Wow. Pretty amazing. So we go further in the Rambam in Halacha Tesvav, where the Rambam says as follows. You don't take insincere converts for doing it for ulterior motive. He says, people did it if they had yotos. But you based in agado choshishin lahem. Choshishin lahem. Lo dochim osam. Listen carefully. They didn't push them away. Achashetovlu mikomako. Lo mekabim osam. Achete roa achrisam. As Rabbi Sal Jolti explained so beautifully. That's how Rabbi Sal Jolti explained it, because they weren't sure. Let me show you what we can explain it based upon the Taz in Siman Reish Samuches. And I'm going to read through the Taz in Siman Reish Samuches right now. Reish Samuches, Sif Koton, Tes Zion. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, please open it up. Reish Samuches, Taz, Sif Koton, Tes Zion. Let's see what it says. The very end, he quotes from the Rambam. Says the Taz as follows. Listen carefully. He says as follows. He says, "Kevin shebolach la Yisrael huchzak lecholdava ki Yisrael ben lechol apostlo ad shivod alecha shupasul umisham lahaba." What in the world does that mean? What does it mean? What is the Taz saying over here? What is he saying over here? So he's saying over here that we have to be careful. Again. Ubishad Ram Dinikagoy, Haino Lechumra, Avalakul Alo. As the Torah says in the Kiddushin Shalom, the Havik Kiddushin. We're just not sure. We're not sure. So, you know, we just don't know. We don't know. We can't marry him, right? But if he did marry, you have to worry that maybe they are married. And this is comparable somewhat. This is explained over here in this beautiful Sefer on page one, way back one. This, I was reading to you on page three something. It's back to page one something. Page 131 and 132. What do you mean? He says as follows. He says, we're not sure. Quotes the Taz. This is similar to what the Rambam says, not identical, but what the Rambam says in Perek Yugimel in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Tes, that we've been to a few times already. You may remember that the Rambam says if a person was not terrible in the presence of the Beis Din, but we think he did it, whatever, he did other things. He was Renua Shenoheges Bedarcha Yisrael. So what's the din? He says, "Afal piken, it's considered good gerus. Imbol is Arab Yisrael, ein masiyan also machiyaviu edim wachiyitlu befanenu hol vuchzukul goyim." A similar idea. We're not sure. There could be a status which is not completely clear. Not completely clear. And therefore, teiro achrisan tibor sitkusam. Then already ein choshlo. Then you can get married and mekarben also. If he ends up being a chiloni over the Avodah Zarah, according to Rav Moshe, if it happened immediately, it's nothing. Happened lachas man rav, it works. That's what Rav Moshe said. That's what Rav Moshe says. This Sefer, this Rabbi Finkelstein, he doesn't like Rav Moshe too much. But I like Rav Moshe. I'll tell you why he doesn't like Rav Moshe. Page 342. He says as follows. Taught kosher gam the kabbalah as a hesber sheover zman rav at shechazul l'surim. In other words, kvar is barat and kusa. Why? Because the Rambam says kiddushin me'acha shetoval nasa Yisrael lefichach kimu Shimshon v'Shlomo nishoseim avesh nigla sodan. In other words, it depends upon the tevila. That's how he reads the Rambam, which is against Rav Moshe says they kept the wives because it was Ovas Man Rav. That's not the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says Again, the Rambam says, these are, again, the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud-Zayin, he says, Mol v'toval, harei zager, yes, chol shashabot zitkus, as we said, yinav v'razor, l'ficha kimu shimshon v'shlom v'shol seyin ha-pish n'gosodon. He understands the l'ficha is going on the tefillah itself, not that over zman raf. That's his kasha against Rav Moshe. L'fiyani istayti, I'm a Rav Moshe fan. As you know, we are big Rav Moshe fans, obviously. So I want to defend Rav Moshe against his critique. Listen carefully. It's one long hemshich in the Rambam. What happened over here? What happened? What did the Rambam say? It's very important to read. Vafilu chazar v'ovad avodah zarah. What does chazar mean? It means not right away. Chazar v'ovad avodah zarah. That means after an isbar tzidkuso. That's what the Rambam's lashon. If a chol shana shetzbar v'tzidkuso, I feel the chazar after that. V'ovad avodah zarah. Then it's Yisroel meshumad. That's why Shlomo and Shimshon kept their wives, because over zman rav. As opposed to if he's secular from the very get-go, he's not a ger. Because the soul of the Dover HaShomer at the end is gala. But in the case of where they were not from the get-go, no. We assume on a simple level it should be no good. He wants to go against Rav Moshe. But he has not a bad svar. I gotta be honest, even though we're big Rav Moshe fans, as an alternative to Rav Moshe. One minute turn around. Typically, what goes on today, the Magar, no one's from that, he's from that, she's, no one's from at all. So then it's an Anan side, it's nothing. Who were these people Magar to marry? Shlomo Amelech, Shimshona Hagibor. These are very well respected people. So then, even if they did have a Zohar right away, there's no Umdun of the Muchach. That's the answer. Who were they marrying? They were marrying, major people. That's his alternate to Rav Moshe. Why? Kashem Meduba b'misha nisa levanhige Yisrael, shomei mitzvahs, shimshon ha-moshiach Yisrael, o shlomo ha-melech shenikru yedid Hashem. That's the lashon of the Rambam. And they lived in a chevra Yehudis shomeres mitzvahs. Yeah. So you don't even need Rav Moshe. I must tell you, it's not bad. I think we defended Rav Moshe quite admirably. I hope so. But to say that his alternative is no good, I don't say that. But he says it also has merit. And therefore, we have to keep that option open as well. Okay. So Rav Moshe, at the end of the day, is choshesh, even without the idea of keeping mitzvahs for a long time. Why? Because, Malach is afraid, maybe with even the Kabbalah mitzvahs, if it's an Anan Sade, then it's nothing. Ben the Kula, Ben the Chumra. That's what Moshe's thought. Ben the Kula, Ben the Chumra. It's absolutely nothing. Nothing. Zero. Especially with marrying someone who's himself or herself not observant. Yeah. But why is he, remember we spoke about this, he's justifying what goes on the rabbis of America. He spoke about it before. Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Samach. Maybe it's Dvar Moshe Delev. Maybe she's Mekabel according to her toes. He told her about it, they should actually do it. Even better than have a conservative rabbi, because they're going to get married anyway. Even though he said, Shor Me Torah Lo Yinasulem, means he's probably not Jewish. Probably not Jewish. But still, Rav Moshe said to do the Geiris anyway. Didn't we read this before, Rav Moshe? I think we read it before. Am I correct? Come on. So now, just to be matched on this, he has three stories. Fascinating. Each one's more fascinating than the next. He has devotes 12 pages to three stories. The first happened in Cairo. In Cairo in 1908. Yeah, I kid you not. Cairo, 1908. What's the story in Cairo? Person lied about their name. They brought a forged document to the Beis Din, and the guy was asking the Jews, how does he get what he wants? and he told two Jews, he's doing this only lahastik tavaso mi aisha hayofa azos shetrifa dato. Man, this, he was obsessed with a Jewish woman, and he told two people, I have to go through these motions in order to get what I want. These two people didn't tell the Bezdin. Why? He paid them off. Betza Kesef. And ever since the marriage, he's still living with the Muslims. They had a child. He would not do a bris mila on the child. He called him Mahmad. Called him Mohammed. Hey, man. This guy doesn't get... Called him Mohammed. Then they split off. And she ran away. The question is, Aguna question, can we say with certainty that the Geirus is no good, so she doesn't need a get? Rabosa, Geirus is a two-edged sword. Often we want to say, make sure that the Geirus is no good to avoid a problem of Aguna. So, they found different opinions. And Rav Kook said, well, what happened? Try to find a way. So he says, all the umdenis, yeah. He fooled her, fooled the bezin with lies and forgeries and trickeries, and it's all fake. May all know kibbol das Yisrael, lochol da adam lelago lekelas. It was a joke by him. Batul mavutul. There's no kabbalas and mitzvahs. It's nothing. Oh. That's what he said. Who said this? Shut Yad Ra'am. Who is Ra'am? I don't know. Some rabbi who's the rabbi of Cairo. Okay. Now, they sent Rav Kook. They sent to Rav Kook. To Rav Kook. Okay. You guess what happened at the end? Unbelievable. The end of the story is this guy was forced by the Goyim in Cairo to divorce his wife and to pay him in aksuba. He went to the rabbi to get rid of the obligation. And the rabbi used the opportunity to force him to write a get. And yes, they wrote a get. They wrote a get, right? They wrote a get right away to make a quick get. And they did it right away. And then the woman wanted a tudas gerushin. They didn't want to rely on themselves with all this fakers. We don't know what happened. They still go to Rav Kook. Rav Kook was the chief rabbi of Yafo at the time. So Rav Kook wrote, she can get married, it's not a problem. But the problem is, he said the get is the get. Without the get, he's not so sure. He can't knock out the gear. No. It's true, Kabbalah smitzes is the ikur of Geirus. These are the words of Rav Kook. But it was Kabbalah bepekoroi. Dvarim shebelev. This is Rav Kook wrote this tshuva. Pilei ploim. Holy cow. Holy cow. Pile ployim. Pile ployim. At the end of the day, she was able to marry because of the get. They never knocked out the gear itself. But two great rabbis thought that the gear was no good. They lived in Cairo. Rav Kook didn't accept it. How do you like that? Case number one, an amazing case, Cairo. Case number two happened in England. In England, unbelievable. Minchas Yitzchak. Chelek Aleph and Kufchav Alvabez. Remember, he was the Abbezin in Manchester for many years before he came to Yerushalayim after the war. He was in Manchester. What happened? This is the story. He tells the story, says it tells the story back. This is on page 348. Page 250, he told the whole story. What happened over there? I'm not seeing it over here on this page.
Oh, no, no, I'm sorry. Chelik Revi, Perek Beis. 1 minute, please. I'm sorry. Here's the story. A woman was this guy right until Mandu. It's on page 265. And, hey, wait a minute. She never went. She never did anything in front of a Bezdin. She had a child who was considered to be Jewish. And he married a good Jewish woman. He left her. He left her. Again, the same kind of question. If the gerus is no gerus, then you don't need to get. You solve the aguna problem. Whoa. Whoa. Now. Oh. It's a long tshuva. A long tshuva. Back and forth. She wasn't from. Maybe Hochiach Sofa al Chilosa. She never meant it. And it wasn't in front of a Bezdin. So between the two considerations together. So the Minchas Ritzchok says, well, maybe it can be matter it. But he told this tshuva to Rav Dov Beresh Wiedenfeld, the Tribune of the Dove Mishorim. He wrote, I can't help you. I can't help you. No three bezin according to the riff, you don't need a bez. Yeah? And Rabbi Weiss gave a pasuk in the Chumrah that she could not remarry without a get. Whoa. Whoa. Even though the Minchas Ritzchok wanted to be Mekel, right? But then at the end of the day, the Dovah Mesharim said no. No. But at least at the beginning, he was trying to be Materit. And the second case, it happened in South America, in the Orthodox Bezdin. Borlon Kashemesh Ranan Sadi, Shkomash Nefticha Bezdin, Hakol Sheker, Ramos Gemura. So he said this in a new tshuva, said the same thing again. Yeah. What can we do? We can't. What are we going to do? The third case of all is the most famous case of all. Ha'ach v'ha'achot. Who knows on this Zoom what I mean by ha'ach v'ha'achot? The brother and the sister. Anybody know what I'm talking about? No one knows? Ike, what does it mean?
The story with Rav Herzog and... But I don't know the... Rav Goren. No.
Rabbi Goren! Aha. I remember this whole story. Ah, unbelievable story. What happened was, it's a fascinating story. Absolutely fascinating story. If I had more time, I would go through the whole kuntres, Ach V'Achot, which was put up by Rabbi Goren at the time. But he took 9 Avot Batedin. He put them in a room. And to this day, we're now talking about going on 50 years later. 50 years later, to my knowledge, we still don't know who the 9 people were. If you know, let me know. Presumably they were great people, but because of all the politics, they didn't want to be identified. Pile Ploim. What happened? Chava Langer, who had a son and daughter, married in Poland to a man named Bolak Brokowski. Before she got a get from him, she married in Israel Otto Langer. And the 2 Langer, Chanoch and Miriam Langer, were born. Pashtus, this is mamash a case of mamzeris. Turned out that Berkovsky had a gerus before he married Chava Langer, and the psak din paskin that the gerus was no good. The gerus is no good. Gerus is no good. Why? Number one, Rabosai, the main point was there was no documentation. Berkovsky could not come up with a single piece of paper that he ever converted. He said, yeah, I was born Goyish and I converted. Who said he ever converted? Who said he converted? Who said? Maybe he didn't convert. But that's number one.
but they added other things. He only converted for the sake of marriage, to marry Chava, and to get certain financial things from her father. And therefore, at the end of the day, he wasn't from the Geras is Batel Lemafreya. He can say he still was a Christian. He took his son and he baptized him in Poland. Can you imagine that? He baptized him. And he was only converted by Onus, just in order to marry her. Apparently, he kidnapped his wife when she was only 15 years old. I don't know, it's a funny story. Right? And there was tremendous pressure on him to convert. Otherwise, they would take him to court for kidnap, maybe for statutory rape, whatever it was. She was only 15. And because of the fear he had to convert, he converted. It's an onus gomer, batel umevutel. Wow. Many, it's a long psak. It's fascinating, the psak. Okay. Now, you may know that there was a tremendous backlash. This psak earned the scorn of the Haredim in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Eliashiv actually quit over this. The Mamish quit. He quit. When Rabbi Goren was elected chief rabbi because of his psak, he made a deal with Golda Meir, who was prime minister, I'll write his psak and you make me chief rabbi. That's how chief rabbi works in the Holy Land. It's not only voted on by from people. Unbelievable. So now it's fascinating what Rabbi Yashiv wrote. Rabbi Yashiv criticized Rabbi Goren strongly. But you know what? Let's wait. We'll get to that a little bit later on. I want to go further because my time is running out. Oy vey. Time is gone. Rabbi Sai, can we have an extra shiur tomorrow? Is it okay? Is anyone tremendously pressured now? Finals are over, no? So can we have a shiur tomorrow at the same time, same station? 1:15? It's okay, yeah? Okay. Wednesday, I have to come to yeshiva. I think I'm seeing for Bena semester. So I have to speak at 12 o'clock. How long am I supposed to speak? No one knows. I'm not sure I'll say the shiur from the yeshiva. I'll have to come back home. We'll worry about that on Wednesday. Tomorrow, 1:15. Good. Let's go on, and we'll get back to the brother and the sister with Rabbi Yashiv, Mitzvah Hashem, later on. But, okay, fine. Later on, because I'm now finishing with this sefer, which is beautiful, and starting a new sefer. The sefer I told you about, which is also fascinating. Kager Ka'ezroch. An entire sefer with 800 pages, all about Kabbalah Samitzvahs. That's what it is. Be'inyan Kabbalah Samitzvahs Begerus. That's what the topic is. So many pages. I'm going to give you the page numbers for those who want to look things up. We'll start, of course, with page Aleph. On page Aleph, called Shara Kabbalah Samitzvahs. And he goes to the Gemaras in Masech Yavamas. We've been to these Gemaras before. But it's always good to do what we call Chazara. And my Chazara man's on the Zoom. So this is going to be a Chazara of many things we spoke about, but from a new perspective of this Rabbi Alter, who wrote this beautiful long book, Kager Ka'etzruch. So it's the Gemara Bosai in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. Yeah. What does it say in Mem Zayin Omud Beis? Tana Rabbanan, Tzata Namun Aleph. Gershabal is Geyer. Why are you coming? Don't you know it's tough? He says, Yo Danny, any kadai mekamal samiyat. Umodian also, the Gemara says, famous, it's a brisa. Modian also, what do we tell him? Mixes mitzvahs kalas, umixes mitzvahs chaburas. Umodian also, avoleka chikopeya master onim. Umodian also, onshan shal mitzvahs. Okay, Omulo. Achlo boss, so let me do a halt the hell of yet on his chorus. Chilat the Shabbos yet on his skilo. Achshav achal tachel of onish kores, chilal to Shabbos, skila. It's all mem zayin and mem aleph. Whoa, we also have matan scharon. All of my boy and also all the tzaddikim, we shrub as manaseh, any mechom lekabel, a whole story, loro of tovav, loro of peronis, ein marvin olav, ein medakon olav, kibel, the most important word is kibel. Kibel. Kibel, rabosai. Kibel is a four-letter word on the second line of Memzayin Amid Beis. Kibel Molin Osamiyad. Kibel Molin Osamiyad. Okay, fine. Weiter. Matbilin Osamiyad. If it gets better. Ushnei Tamidim Chachamim Ond Malgal Umodin Oso. Again, Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Kalos and Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Chamurus. Tava Viola. Yeah. Okay. Two hodos, Rabbi Osai. One at the beginning, and one was in the mikvah. Twice. And the Gemara is still here, Memzayin in the base. They told Rus, and she accepted it. And the entire Gemara is what? The Kabbal Olav, all mitzvahs, as the Gemara says, lekabel olav all mitzvahs. So here you have, Rabbosai, this concept of kabbalas ha-mitzvahs, as it's found here in Masechet Yevamos on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis. Oh. Now, the purpose of the Hodah is obviously to engender a Kabbalah. That's in the Gemara over here. Rus. A whole story of Rus. Remember the Gemara? Tchum Shabbos. Yeah, Yichud. Amechem, Amechami. Yeah, all this point is that presumably, there was a Kabbalah on all of these things. That's the whole reason of the Hadar. To have a Kabbalah, right? And therefore, you have to have Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Why? Where do you get that word? Amazingly, the actual words Kabbalah Samitzvahs are only found one place by Ger Ve'Eved Echad Meshuchah, the first wide line, the bottom of the Amid Beis. Kasalaka Tadda, the Kabbal Olav Ol Mitzvahs. That's the only place in Shas where those actual four words are found. The word Kibbal is found elsewhere, but the Kabbal Olav Ol Mitzvahs is only found at the end of the daf. Okay, quote here the Rama in Kiddushin Samach Beis, the Kabbal Ol Mitzvahs V'Yachas Shiodiyu Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Kalas V'Chamuras, which means the Mekabbal all the mitzvahs. You give him a sampling. The Ramban writes at the beginning of Parshas Truma, Tzas Mitzvah Shem Kamo Ovos the Mitzvahs Hashel Torah, right? Kamo Shenhigu Rabosenu Magerim the Kibbal Alem Kol. The Kabbalah Satorah by Am Yisrael HaSinai, we got a sampling, and by that sampling we accepted everything. And it's Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev. Who says it is Ma'akev? How do you know it's Ma'akev? He quotes the Psik Lezutrasa, or says Lekach Tov, in Parshas Kedoshim. Ka'ezrach Mikem Yielachem Ager Agor Itchem. That's the name of the title. Kager ka Ezrach. Ma Ezrach she kibel alav kol divrei Torah. Avger she kibel alav kol divrei Torah. Shem kibel alav kol divrei Torah chutz medik l'ksofim. Eino ger. We spoke about the Gemara B'chor Saf Lavin. Some say it's only the Chathchila. Here's Klor. Eino ger. Quotes the Ra Nach and Simon Sadi Beis, who says Beferish. Beferish, ein shem kabbalas mitzvahs, right? Tvila lo mahani midi, afilu b'di'evin. What's the case he's talking about? Amazing case. The kabbalas and mitzvahs came after the tvila. After the tvila. He says it's nothing. Doesn't work. This is the chiddush of the Ra Nach
in Simon Sadi Beis, who says that? That's a pretty big Kiddush. You might have thought that the Seder is not Miyakev. When we learn the Sugya of Ger Katan, Mir Tashem, we'll try to come back to that issue. But that's what he quotes over here, page Gimel, from the Ranach. And he says, you know why? Because the Kabbalah is the Das which creates the Tefillah. Who does he quote? My Rebbe. He knows everything, this man. He quotes Rabbi Soloveitchik of Yeshiva University by some Haredi guy over here with Haskamas from. Who is Haskamas, you see? I wonder if they gave the Haskamas knowing he quoted my Rebbe. But, you know, things get a little tricky. Rabbi Yoshev Haskamas from Afrati, Rabbi Scheinberg, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch, Rabbi Cyril Rosenberg from B'nai Barak, who wrote the tshuva about Chaim Valder, for those who know. Rabbi Avigdor Nevensal, Rabbi David Cohen from Chevron Yeshiva, Rabbi Stern from B'nai Barak, Rabbi Karp from Kiryat Sefer, and some other Rav, I think a Sephardi Rav, Rabbi Paul Nabat, who's in his Rosh Kol in Yerushalayim, and by eight Haskamas. Okay? What did he quote from my Rebbe? He quotes over here, you know who he quotes from? I know how he got it. He quotes this book. You see, the one book follows the other. He quotes Agir Halacha Maisa. The quotes is here, Iker Kabbalah Sageris Kabbalah Samitzis, Kedasa Poelis, Umaisi Amila Batvila Gorim Es Das the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, Chendiek Hagrids Ben Hagram. Hagrids Ben Hagram is my Rebbe. Because there's a lot of grids. There's also a velvet of the son of grids. And then Hagrids Ben Hagram, as well as Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, whose yard set was last week, you remember? We did very Rashi. Shatvila in Yana Pu'ulas Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs Aydea Tvila. V'chein diyek v'minchas osher, Rabbi Asher Weiss, Yivam v'simen nun hei medivir Rashi. So he's saying this, yeah, if you don't have Kabbalah as a mitzvah, forget it. Forget it. He says, you know, aside from Rashi, the Gemara is mash on page Dalin. The Gemara is mash from that way. Why? Because the Gemara says you need a second hodah b'shas tvila. Why? But he has an amazing diyuk. I told you, you do chazara, you see all new things. The Gemara analyzes the Braisa very carefully. The long Braisa starts about 10 lines in Mem Zayinim and Aleph, and up to another 10 lines in Mem Zayinim and Beis. More, about 15 lines on each page, maybe even more than that. After it's all over, it starts Omar Mar. Omar Mar means you start analyzing the Braisa. And they go through piece by piece. My timer, my timer, my timer, my timer, my timer, my timer, my timer. It repeats so many times, my timer. There's one thing about what there's no my timer. But the Gemara says my timer on the second tefillah. On the Hodah, by the second tefillah. I'll read it again. Watch this. One second. So again, one more time. Every piska says my timer. When it says Shnei Talmide Chachamim Odu Magavu Modinos Mixes Miskalos Mechaburos Shas Tefila, the one never asked my timer. Why not? What do you mean? Should ask that question. There was already a Kabbalah earlier. It's obvious, as Rashi said, Kabbalah Samitzis Hashnia, Shayadeh Hodah Samitzis Hazu, He Iker Kabbalah Sagerus, Vayoda Hagerus Chal. That's what my Rebbe and all the Medayik from the Rashi. That this is what Rashi means. This is what Rashi means. So Kabbalah Samitzis is clearly Miyake. But read the words of Rashi, Mem Zayinim and Beis. Modin, the hashtag de tvila who nichnas the chlal geirus, hiduch b'shas tvila mitz tvilas mitzvah sorach lekabel love all mitzvahs. We spoke about it last week. When somebody wanted to say they don't really need the splash, all you need is just it's the kabbalah b'shas tvila that the Gemara is referring to, based upon the same Rashi. So without a kabbalah, it's nothing. Oh. He asked on page, hey, the Gemara asked the question on the first Hoda. I'm reading the words of the Gemara Mezayin Beis. The Gemara says, the Modiyim also all kinds of funny things. Why are Modiyim? Why? 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 My timer, the Parish Nifrosh, Koshim Gerim Nisorkas HaPachas. Wait a minute. That's the only reason of the Hoda. If the Hoda came in Kabbalah, why is the Gemara saying, he Parish Nifrosh? You need the Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. Why didn't the Gemara answer that over there? So the answer he gives is something very, very interesting. When it says over here, my timer, Rabosai, my timer, it's going on what? It's not going on the brief excerpt, Modinos from the Mixus Kalas Mixus Chamurus. No, it's as if it said Vechule. After it says Mem Zayinim and Aleph, Modinos Mixus Chamurus, what do we say? Oh, Avon Lekat Shikopeya, Unshun Shom Mitzvahs, you're going to get Skila and I get Kores now. Right? And you got to tell him, you know, that's how bad things are, etc. That's what it means. That's what it means. Why are we marah so much about the punishments? The answer is for that, you perish nifrosh. But just the fact, the basic mitzvahs, and also the fact that tchufim or schufim, that Klal Yisrael, you know, and all the generations were in bad shape, and the goyim want to kill us, they're anti-Semites. That's what it's asking. Why tell him all this? The answer for all this is, Iparish Nifrish. But as far as the actual fundamental telling about mitzvahs, this you have to do. The Moros Kasha was not that kind. But how do you say that on your own? A chutzpah? No, Baal Halachos Gedolos said it. He quotes the Baal Halachos Gedolos. That the Gemara's kasha was not on the Hodos of Mitzvahs. And he quotes the Bahag and Nichos Mila, he quotes the verbatim. Omamar, Omlo, Iate Odea, she is Strobus Manazet, Duvuyim, Trufim, Trufim, and Turofim. Love the Memahachi, the Parish Nifrish. You see, it's only on that, or it could be going perhaps on the onshim. If you look on the riff, onshim shamitzus, my timer, the parish nifrosh. That's what the smag says. That's what the Rambam says in Perik Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Dalet. Where's my Rambam? Here it is. Perik Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet in Rambam. He says as follows. Oh, wait a minute. Am I the right place? Okay. Yes. He says, Lo nimsu ila, modiin also kovet ol ha-Torah. That's what it is. You don't tell the mitzvahs to be bofish. Tell him the tircha. You tell him the kovet ol Torah. That's what you tell him. That's what you tell him. And I'm oritz. Oh, of course. Rabosi, everybody on the Zoom knows it's geschmack to be a yid. The Talmud Chacham knows it's not shver. It's not a kovet. It's not an ol. It's geschmack. But I'm oritz or not. I'm a ratzana. In other words, this is the whole idea that the Gemara's question was, and we call the tsuras ha'odah, not on the etzem ha'odah. Or, in the alternative, the Gemara's question is, it's on page Rav, the Gemara wants to know the first ha'odah, what do you need it for? The Gemara says, you can't need it for Kabbalah's ha'mitzvahs, because Kabbalah's ha'mitzvahs will be achieved b'shas ha'tfilah, with the second Hodah, with the famous Rashi. So the first Hodah, which is Har Chaka, the Parish Nifrash. Meiridik. What? Gonna wait till the mikvah to change his mind? I've done many garrisons, so we have always asked the person, basically, do you want to change your mind? It's never happened even once. They wanted to change their mind in the mikvah. Because we already primed them before. That's what Rashi says.
on Mem Zayin Oman Alf. Rashi Umodim. Give a look. We'll end with this because the time is up. Mem Dalet Oman Alf. The last Rashi. Umodim Nelson. Likamon Meforish Taimo the Kula Masnisa. Yeah. Today she year first goes on the first Tvila. The second one, him the Kamo the Mitzvahs. Okay. We'll stop here. Mishnah tomorrow, 1:15. We'll continue with Siyata Neshmaya. We're using this Sefer Kager Ka'ezrach, which is a fascinating Sefer. You know, probably you can probably get that from the library. This is not a library copy. So maybe a lot, if you go to the library, you'll be able to follow along. Who wrote it? Rav Mordechai Alter. He came out Tovshin Ayin Gimel. So it's, I bought it from Rabbi Zilberman, but if you get the library's copy, maybe Kedai can show it to whoever's in the yeshiva. Okay? We'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, 1:15. Kol Tov.